I'm sure that this dark area here has been attended to.
Unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable. Unchangeable God,
unchangeable God,
Psalm 126:1-5. Welcome to this last midweek service of the month of October, the very last midweek service of the month of October. The Bible said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning, so get set for the best. He said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Somebody get ready for the turnaround of your captivity. The turnaround of your family's captivity. Turnaround of our nation's captivity. In the name of Jesus. We are at a critical point in history as individuals, as families, as a church, and as a nation. And I believe we are at the junction of a turnaround. If you believe that, you will stand and give the Lord a turnaround shout of hallelujah. A turnaround shout of hallelujah. A turnaround is happening without any doubt. Without any doubt. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat.
We are at the junction where the prophets prophesy. The great things about our nation that we heard about and the situation on the ground didn't let it look like it will ever happen. We are at that junction now. Even though it doesn't look it yet, but something is about to break. And very, very, very soon, many people will hold the skirt of him that is the Nigerian and say, we want to follow you and know your God. That God is an incredible God. He's a prayer answering God. He's a God that can do signs and wonders. He's the God who changes times and seasons. He's the God who works drastic and dramatic and dimensional. He's the God who changes things overnight. Shout the loudest. Amen. They have known before now that we are a religious people, a God people, a Christian people. But they know it theoretically. They will know it practically. They will know that we have not been wasting our time. They will know that we have not been carrying this Bible for nothing. They will know that there is a God in heaven
who is interested in the affairs of men. Shout the loudest amen as you take your seat.
Hallelujah. The subject tonight is your joy and your harvest. The connection between your joy and your harvest. That's our objective. Understanding the connection between your joy and your harvest. There are spiritual principles and practices that translate into physical products and packages. That is, you are doing something in the spiritual realm, following a spiritual principle, observing a spiritual practice, and it's suddenly translated into a physical product and a physical package. For example, you were only observing the law of sowing and you thought that the only thing to expect is giving and receiving. And suddenly, God gave you provision because of your covenant practice and also gave you protection that your seed carries the power of defense, that it can be a shield. You never knew that. It was a spiritual thing you were doing, and it translated into something physical. In the same manner, it has been confirmed that joy, obeying the scripture, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice, and operating the principle and the practice of joy makes things happen in the physical. And one of those things is physical harvest and physical increase. Yes. It is confirmed that there is a direct proportionality
between your joy and your harvest. Dad, the joy, the intensity of joy in the life of a person is directly proportional to the quantity of harvest that can be experienced by that person. That is not Newton's law of universal gravitation or Newton's law of motion. This is scriptural law. Connectivity between joy and harvest. Now, I'll give you three scriptures and then we'll go into how it does it. Number one, we just read the scripture, Psalm 126, verse 5. It said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Whatever be the condition of your life, to reap, there must be joy. Joy is critical to harvest in life. It doesn't matter what, how you sowed. If you must reap, you reap with joy. That is scripture. Scripture number 2, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3b. It says, the joy before thee according to the joy in harvest. The joy before thee according to the joy in harvest. What does that mean to you? If it is your season of joy, then it is your season of harvest. The joy before you according to the joy of harvest. There is one way to know that harvest is around the corner. Joy. There is one way to know that dry season cannot continue. Joy. In Acts of the Apostles, the Bible says the people looked at the people and the way the people were rejoicing, they thought they drank new wine. Acts chapter 2 verse 11. They thought they had drank new wine. These people are full of new wine. What kind of joy is this? That Holy Ghost joy translated into explosive, escalative, intensive, monumental, colossal, gigantic, gargantuan harvest. In Acts chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 2 and in verse 47. And the Lord added to the church daily. And the Lord, and you see joy there again. They were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Whether the harvest is going to be spiritual, or the harvest is going to be physical, or the harvest is going to be material, if it is your season of joy, then it is your season of harvest. There is one way to know that the enemy is about to attack your harvest. He attacks your joy. There is one way to know that the enemy is after your harvest when you notice that he is after your joy. That was why we said earlier on, like the men of old used to say, if the devil cannot steal your joy, he cannot keep your goods. Hallelujah. Say it like this. Harvest is not in view until joy is in place. Harvest is not in view until joy is in place. Harvest is not in view until joy is in place. Third scripture, Joel chapter 1 and in verse 10 to verse 12. That one is more rugged and more direct. He said the field is wasted. The land mourneth. For the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up. The oil languisheth. Be ashamed, O ye husbandmen. How? O ye vine dressers. For the wheat and for the barley. Because the harvest of the field is perished. What is happening here? The vine is dried up. The fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree. The palm tree also. The apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. We read it all the time. But harvest dries up where joy has dried up. That is, the harvest was ready, but because joy dried up, the harvest dried. The seed already produced harvest. But because joy dried up, the harvest dried up. There are people who say, I've been doing all manner of spiritual exercises, I'm not seeing the result. I've been trusting God to get souls saved, I'm not seeing any result. I've been doing my covenant practice and doing all the things I need to do, and yet there is no supernatural supply. For as long as joy dries up, even if harvest was ready, it will dry up. I believe that after tonight, somebody will be deliberate with their joy. Deliberate with your joy. Deliberate with it. Listen. The harvest cannot be sustained until joy is maintained. That is what this passage told us. That the harvest cannot be sustained until joy is maintained. The harvest cannot be sustained until joy is maintained. And you have to be deliberate about this. Because if you are waiting for everything around you and everything you hear and see and everything to make you happy, you are in for a shock of your life. I was playing with a little child yesterday. How are you, my friend? How are you, my friend? And after I finished talking, he said, pray for me. I said, what? He said, my father was shot 2 weeks ago. That's his father. Her father shot to death. What? You, my friend? Immediately my countenance fell. Herself and her mother will be traveling to the village tomorrow. What? What happened? Some people looked for him and shot him. What? I had to move from there. Organize myself again. Now, when you pastor by his grace at this kind of little level, you hear all manner of those kind of things. And you must put the devil where he belongs by ensuring that your joy is intact. One of the young men following me who saw what was happening, that one, tears almost started falling from his eyes. That is the world of bad news and the world of bad things we live in. So, you come to the point where you have to be deliberate with your joy. Am I communicating at all? The harvest cannot be sustained until joy is maintained. Now, let's go. Why is joy so relevant to the harvest? Number one, joy, which ultimately translates into praise, is a fertilizer of seed and resources for the harvest. Whatever you know the fertilizer to do, with seed, with crop. That is what joy does. With seed, with your output. In John chapter 6 verse 11, they had only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus gave thanks. He literally fertilized it with appreciation. He literally fertilized it with joy. Fertilized it with thanksgiving. And it exploded. 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Fed 5,000 men. Apart from women and children. And there was 12 baskets left over. By the fertilization capability of joy. It doesn't matter what you have. If you have joy, you have thanksgiving, you have praise, what you have is more than enough. Let me say it like this. It doesn't matter where you are now. If you have joy, if you have praise, if you have thanks, where you are now is too much for a starting point. Where you are now is too much. It's more than enough for a starting point. It's too good a starting point. Too good. If you know what to do, what you have will be more than enough. And what to do is joy, is praise, is appreciation. Joy, which ultimately translates into praise, is a fertilizer of seed and resources for the harvest. Number two, joy again. Joy which ultimately translates into praise puts the earth under pressure. It puts the earth and its systems under pressure to yield their increase and harvest. It puts the earth and its systems under pressure to yield their increase and harvest. In Psalm 67 and in verse 5, Psalm 67 and in verse 5 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth be put under pressure to surrender her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. The earth shall yield. Yield is like forcing it. It's like forcing his hands to open. Your joy, which becomes your praise and becomes your thanksgiving, puts systems under pressure to release what is yours, to release what is due to you, to release your due harvest and due rewards. Someone say amen. As we speak tonight, anywhere, whatever is yours is, they are already under pressure. In the name of Jesus. Thirdly, your joy creates the conducive climate for harvest. It creates the conducive climate around your life for harvests and increase. That's right. Apart from the fertilizer on the ground, it is possible for you to fertilize an earth where the climate was wrong. It fertilizes. It makes the air around you conducive for good things to manifest. Did you hear what I just said? Your joy makes the climate around you conducive for good things to manifest. And I'll show that to you in scripture. How many of you know that people carry climates? When you come around a tensed person, you feel it. When you come around a bitter person, even before they start talking, you can feel something. When you come around a proud and arrogant person, you feel it. When you come around a humble person, you feel it. When you come around an excited, exciting, excitable person, you feel it. When you come across a dominant, dominating personality, you feel it. In the same manner, the joy, you come around the climate of the joyful, it makes the atmosphere conducive for good things to manifest. I'd like you to try it. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15. He said, all the days of the afflicted, all the sorrowful, all his days are evil. All the days of the sorrowful are evil. He said, but he that is of a merry heart, he has a continuous feast. Hello? The afflicted guy is the depressed guy, the bitter guy. Bad things happen for people who refuse to feel happy. He's moving on the road, all of a sudden, his leg hit nail. And then he's very angry. What kind of nail is this? His head jammed electric pole. And he just continues in that kind of anger. And car is honing for him. He's not aware. And then it's raining season. And then the car splash mud on him. You say, it doesn't mean all the devils in this world are against me today. No, you are the number one devil. Sorry to say that. Take yourself. I have come across, and this is practical, I have come across people who have refused to be happy, and unhappy things happen for them. Look at the Living Bible version of that passage. Please, you will line up like three passages, versions for me. When a man is gloomy, what is gloomy? Like a big bulldog that is poisoned. When a man is gloomy, everything seems to go wrong. Everything. That climate attracts the wrongness of things. When he is cheerful, everything seems right. Somebody's meeting him for the first time and giving him a job. Oh, I like you, man. They're just full of smiles, and I like your tie, and I like the brooch on your house. So what's your name? What do you do? Everything is just working. How many of you know that sadness can uglify your face? And they say that the best makeup is a smile. If you like, rub red and green and yellow. They call it mascara, and it sounds to me like masquerade. Right? Until you look practically like masquerade, if you are not happy, it won't happen. You understand what I'm talking about? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. See, when a man is gloomy, everything seems to go wrong. When he decides to be happy, all of a sudden, everything seems to be happening. Look at the New Living Translation. For the despondent, everybody hates me. He said, every day brings trouble. Every day. Every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continuous feast. His every day is birthday. Every day is Christmas. Every day is celebration. For most times, me, I don't have Sunday dress or Christmas dress. Every day. Look at it again. For the despondent. If that was the only passage we came to church for today, it's enough. Every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continuous feast. Now give me the Bible. Okay, message. A miserable heart means a miserable life. Miserable life. But a cheerful heart fills the day with song. That is, you will have something to sing about before the day is over. I prophesy to somebody, you will have something to sing about before the day is over. You will have something to sing about before the day is over. If you believe that, say the loudest amen. Don't ever let anybody tell you, why are you always smiling? There are people who carry sorrow looking for where to distribute it. I'm telling you. They are angry that you are exuberant and excited and excitable and exciting. And because the way you carry yourself condemns their despondency and their depressive life. And they feel agitated, aggravated, irritated, frustrated. If you can't help them, don't let them hurt you. I just said something. If you cannot help them, don't allow them to hurt you. If you cannot give them joy, don't permit them to take your joy. What happens? Junction. They face their joylessness, you move with your joyfulness. Is it not a junction that road divides? Praise the Lord. This is very, very, please take your seat. Very, very important. There are those who are sadomasochists. They just look at you and they are just angry that you are happy. They feel sad. Just try your best. They are not exciting. They are not excited. They are not excitable. Don't waste your life with them. Is there somebody here who believes that joy, you are going to move with joy deliberately from today? You will jump with a shout of victory, a shout of victory, a shout of victory, a shout of victory, a louder shout of victory. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Take your seat. I saturate my life with sound. Joyful sound. Either I'm making it myself, or somebody's making it for me. I mean, I'm just very, very deliberate. Very deliberate. Because this world is wired to depress people. Wired. If the thing you saw in the daytime didn't depress you, he wanted to show you a dream in the night that should depress you. Tell the devil, take your dream and your dream go to hell. Or somebody will dream on your behalf. And say, I said, the dream I saw about you last night is not a good one at all. Pray for 3 days and 3 nights and fast. It's okay. Have you prayed for me about the dream? Yes. All right. Pray and cancel it. I can dream too. If the matter is so serious, let God show me. What did I do, God, that He won't show me something that is wrong about me and then He will bypass me to show you? And I'm not saying you should despise what people say, but don't allow any devil, not the person now, but whatever devil is being used to cause you depression. What does joy do to your harvest? It changes your climate and make it favorable for good things to happen around your life. Number four, your joy, which all ultimately translates into praise, is a sequel of harvest. S-I-C-K-L-E. You know a sequel that they use to harvest rice. It says you reap with joy. You reap with joy. You reap with joy. You, if you want to go and reap, carry joy and reap with it. Psalm 125 verse 6. And he said, anytime the harvest is near, Joel chapter 3 and in verse 13, Joel chapter 3 verse 13, he said, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get you down. The harvest is ripe. When the harvest is ripe, put out the instrument. And what is the sequel for the harvest? It is your joy. It is your praise. It is your thanksgiving. The harvest has been waiting for you to put out the instrument. The harvest has been waiting for you to put out. I feel God giving somebody direction that for the next 7 nights, you will do some 15, 20, 30 minutes of praise in the middle of the night. And just say, Lord, I am just appreciating you and just excited because of my harvest that is ready. And I am putting forth the sickle now. I am putting forth the instrument to bring home the harvest. And I tell you, in the name that is above every name, I see that harvest coming for your life. So, the joy fertilizes your resources. And the joy brings the earth under pressure, and the joy creates the atmosphere around your life for harvest and increase. And the joy is your sickle, harvest implement, harvest instrument. What is my counsel tonight? Number one, keep your joy flowing by choice. Not by happenings, not by events. Keep your joy flowing by choice. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say unto you, rejoice. Keep your joy flowing by choice. And please don't forget it for life. Here is it. Don't wait for things to happen to be joyful. Don't wait for things to happen to be joyful. Be joyful to make things happen. You didn't get that? Don't wait for things to happen, then you became happy. You waited too long. Be joyful to make things happen. That is, your joy happens things. Don't wait for things to happen to be joyful. Be joyful to make things happen. I am sure you know that joy before seeing answers is one of the highest signs of faith. Abraham, the Bible said, was strong in faith. In Romans chapter 4 and in verse 20. Giving praise to God. That is strong faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. And how did he manifest that strength of faith? Giving glory to God when there was no son yet. That is having joy to make things happen. Not things happening, then you are happy. Friends, it works. It has been proved. We have proved it over and over, and it works. Keep your joy flowing by choice. Don't wait for things to happen to be joyful. Be joyful to make things happen. Number two, let the spiritual be the most authentic source of your joy. Not the physical. Let the spiritual be the most authentic source of your joy. Not the physical. The spiritual. The fact that you are saved. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Woo! Just, see, when you place your joy on physical things, when the devil shake those physical things, it can shake your joy.
That is, your joy is in your job.
I am working in NNPC. And they are paying us so and so and so and so amount. That's joy in the wrong place. I'm working in Central Bank of Nigeria. That is joy in the wrong place. I am working with the governor of so and so and the senator. So when the senator's job expires, your joy expires. Your car. You see, some people almost die on the road because somebody hit their car from the back. Why? You almost die. From the day we started driving moto till the time we started driving cars. You know moto? Moto is the one that you need effort to manage. Moto attracts a lot of mechanics. Take your seat. I have never had the time to stop on the road. And I will never. That is, that somebody hit your car and you are there for the next 1 hour talking. Even if I am the fourth, you are at fourth, let me pay you. So I can be on my way. There is so much to do with life. There are people, all this, I know him, I knew a man, he will almost kill his child for touching he washes the car by himself. Yes, he has children that can wash the car, he cleans the car by himself. He himself will wash the car. You can't move near the car. Even if, no matter how drowsy the dog is, you can't mistakenly sleep on lion's bed. That's how the matter of that car is. Yes, that's what I say. And you tie your joy to these earthly things. It shakes you. There are those, when one government comes to power or another government left power, their government is in power or their government is out of power, it damages their joy and damages their life permanently. Their whole existence. Oh, our people are not in power anymore. But when you are tied to God, though the fig tree fails to blossom, and there is no fruit in the vine, he said, I will rejoice in the Lord. Not I will rejoice in my house. Not I will rejoice in my car. Not I will rejoice in my salary. I will rejoice in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say unto you, rejoice. He didn't say rejoice in your husband. Thank God for good husbands. Rejoice in your wife. Thank God for good wives. Rejoice in your uncle. Thank God for good uncles. But don't tie your joy to all those things. Rejoice in the Lord and let God you are rejoicing in make those other things to give you joy. Am I communicating? Stand up on your feet. Rejoice in the Lord your God. And when you rejoice in the Lord, he will make your husband give you joy. He will make your wife give you joy. He will make your job give you joy. But when you place your joy on these other things, you are on your own with those things. And God will be watching both you and what you have placed your joy in. He didn't even say rejoice in your congregation. Some people say they have seen me preach to 10 people. As if I was preaching to 1 million people. That's how my life is. I mean, in the lockdown, I wasn't seeing anybody. And yet, the fire of the preaching did not drop. I preached in our location in Enugu many years ago. And they were the place we used was a tiny room. And I preached, I sweated like. So, this thing can happen everywhere. I thought it's only when church is full. One of our members there who followed us from when we used a little ballroom in Sheraton, he said he saw me preach in that small Sheraton ballroom carrying 74 people, fully chilled AC. The place is chilled with AC, sweat from undershirt to shirt to say first piece of suit, to second piece, everywhere sweat in an AC ballroom of a 5-star hotel. To 74 people. At times 50 people. Lekki program the same. I mean, everywhere. You don't place your joy on things. Place your joy on the God who is a constant. And he will make the things to happen. Now, when I preach to those 74 people or 50 people, as if I was preaching to 100,000 people or 120,000 people. When the time came for those quantity of people to arrive, they arrived effortlessly. And the preaching did not increase or drop. Fire is the same. You will make it. I said you will make it. If you don't say amen, it will return back to sender. And the blessing is returning back to sender. If you don't receive it, it's back to sender. Somebody say louder, amen. How many of you are going to consciously work on your joy? I know that currently there may be things in your life that don't want you to smile. There may be situations around you and the devil the others. Do it like you are marching.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Everybody sing the joy of the Lord. Is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Everybody sing the joy of the Lord. Is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
He gave me living water and I thirst no more. He gave me living water and I thirst no more. He gave me living water and I thirst no more. I'm the bride of the Lord. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
In the highest, everybody sing
Hosanna in the highest.
I will shout and dance and shout, shout and dance and shout, shout.
I will shout and dance and shout, shout and dance and shout.
Hey!
Hey!
You are crowned
King of Africa.
praise and worship him in the spirit. Give him the praise. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Mahashana manamana. Elike parana gazali luhurada. Ile perete sidala magarada yalahasa. Losere pedo balana maraga yalahasa. Mosoro do golo yalahasa. Kela baraya yalahasa. Le parada bayada 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 hasa. Zurena magaya lahastali. Rete sita lira barada yalahasa. Rete seto lama nagaya. Leta sona malayana. Reta tasida galayalala. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, every root of depression, every source of joylessness in my life, tonight I command you, die now. Open your mouth and pray. Manaya. Every source of joylessness in my life, I command you to die now. In the name of Jesus. I lift your hands finally and say, every harvest, every increase that belongs to the month of October for my life. Every increase, every harvest that is to come true October into my life, into my family, into the church, into our nation. Every resolve, every harvest, every increase packaged into the month of October for my life, for my family, for dynamis, for the church. In the name of Jesus, I command you. Arise! Now! Open your mouth and pray. Arise! 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 Let the storm Mashatopaya. Every harvest, every increase that belongs to the month of October for my life, that is to come through the month of October, we receive now. In Jesus' precious name. October is not permitted to end until all expectations are released. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for answer to prayers. Thank the Lord. While we are giving thanks to God for answer to prayers, everyone that is here tonight needing submission to Jesus, surrender to Jesus, you need your sins forgiven, you need today to mark a new day for you. You are here as a new person, a newcomer, or rather, intend to surrender your life to Jesus. Pick your Bibles and bags quickly and rush to the front here. You want to make it right with Jesus. I live for Jesus day after day. While they take the communion positions, you rush forward quickly. I live for Jesus day after day. Take that song and they come forward. I'll give you the count of seven. Come and surrender your life to Jesus. Carry your bags, your Bibles as you come. One. Of us can take our seat.
I live for Jesus. I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus.
The Holy Spirit.
If you're standing here, lift up the other hand and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. All of you standing in the front here, you are praying this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, Lord. Help to serve you. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Fresh grace, fresh help be released upon you. A new day and a new season is upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And I pray upon the communion right there. Jesus was a mobile bundle of joy. When he was born, the angel said, joy to the world, peace to men of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest. He is the revelation of joy to humanity. Every time he met someone, the widow of Nain in Luke chapter 7 from verse 11 down, weep not, weep not, weep not, weep not. Revelation chapter 5 from verse 4, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Weep not, weep not. One of the elders said unto me, weep not, verse 5. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. To open the book. The lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. Today, that same Lion of Judah break, destroy every yoke that is fighting your joy. By the speakings of the blood of Jesus, I declare this your tonic of joy. I declare this your tonic of joy. I heard a testimony yesterday. In the year of 2005, 15 years ago, a man had prostatic enlargement. And they were going to do surgery. The doctors didn't know whether it was benign or it was malignant, which means they didn't know whether it was a normal growth or a cancerous growth. So they wanted to do, first of all, to do a prostatectomy, remove the prostate, and then also do the biopsy to check what it was. My wife and I flew, went to pray for him. The PSA, what they call the prostate-specific antigen, at that time was 3. No, after the prayer, it became 3. None of it was higher than that. And so we prayed for him. Next day, we went to examine him, and the prostate has shrunk back to normal. Symptoms disappear. And they say, wait a minute, how can this thing shrink like this? Let us do a test. And they did a PSA, and it was 3 nanograms to confirm that it is normal and down. 15 years later, in the year 2020, some symptoms were trying to manifest, and they went to check and realized that that prostate that shrank 15 years ago has remained shrunk or even shrunken further, such that the PSA today is less than 15 years ago. Ah, I heard this yesterday. Whatever God does is forever. Anything. A little boy was going to he passed exam to go to secondary school. And they did the test. They said it was hepatitis positive. Hepatitis C, dangerous hepatitis positive. Little boy. The mother brought him. Fear written all over the face. And the boy is fully loaded. Full option. Very sizable. And I'm very familiar with such. I hugged him repeatedly. They were so serious. And I was playing with the matter. I said, give me a hug, man. I told him, I said, can you tell me the secret of this, your size? He said, Indomie. He was mentioning some things to me. I said, I want to be as sizable as you. The devil just lied against you. You don't have it. Hug me again. And that was the end. No trace. Result went back for test. Now, this was to tamper with his going to. No trace. Nothing. No trace. What happened? She was. Everything that the enemy has put in your system. Now, if any of the testimonies I shared is a testimony that you desire in your life, today it is reproduced in your life. By the reason of this communion, there shall be no trace of any demonic disease in your body, any demonic disease in your system. There shall be no trace, no name. Hepatitis C virus, RNA undetected, can't be found. They had even done viral load, right? It was plenty, plenty, undetected. The lab scientist was confused. Not that it was positive, the virus count, they have counted the virus, it was plenty. Must have been millions or something. Can't detect one. Devil is a bastard. By the reason of this communion, every agenda of spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children, unclean spirit, ancestral curse, generational curse, family curse, family covenant, by the reason of this communion, it is over forever. Everywhere they covenanted your life, your destiny, your marital destiny, your family destiny, your future, by the reason of the blood of Jesus, that covenant is hereby broken. This is your joy tonic again. Take it and explode in joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. that lower waist condition, that lower back condition is destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody will receive a strategic divine encounter tonight that will show you that the problem is over. That will give you answers and the way to the next level. In Jesus' precious name. Shout the loudest amen.